Lakuta Sichas, Chelik Yud Beis, Parsha Kedoshim. B'teichen Atzivoi Dekdoshim Tiyu Megaymer, in explanation, in the meaning of the mitzvah that starts this parsha, which is Kedoshim Tiyu, you shall be holy. Matzino Beis Firushim Rechaikim Zem Zem in Akatsa Lakatsa. We find two different explanations which are at very extremes, extremely different from each other. Aleph, on the one hand, Bapashtas, one explanation is Bapashtas, the simple meaning, Kodush, Mufrish, or Muvdal, that holy means separated and completely removed. The Leirak Muvdal min Yonei Ha'Elamazet, meaning to say that a Yid should be separated not only from Yonei Ha'Elamazet, things of this world, Ki'im K'deshim Tiyu B'Kedusha Nailis Kazush, Yeshla Dimim B'Keshel B'Kedusha Hashem, that not only that we should be separated from Ha'Elamazet, but that the Kedoshim, the separation, should be in such a way that it could be compared to the way Hashem is separated. Shalachin Kodesh Ani, Huatam Vazvora, the Kedoshim Tiyu. And that's why Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodesh Ani, you shall be holy because I am holy. In other words, that the Yidden's holiness has to be in a similar way that it could be compared to Hashem's holiness. That means that the one has to grow in their holiness, one level upon another level, until they reach such an absolute level of kedusha that goes transcends all matters of creation. It goes beyond seder shtalshulos, the evolution of the world, and it's compared to Hashem Himself, to His holiness. That's one explanation of Kedoshim Tiyu. Beis, another explanation of Kedoshim Tiyu is al derech pirush haGemara, the way the Gemara explains it, because of Adayma Lidnidan, in a similar pasuk to our pasuk, which is Viskadishtem, over there it says, you shall sanctify yourself. So the Gemara says, Eilu Mayim Rishonim, this is talking about the washing that one does before one eats. The pasuk says v'yiskadishtem v'yisim kedoshim. Why double? So the Gemara says the first one refers to washing before you eat v'yisim kedoshim. The second v'yisim kedoshim goes elumayim achreinim. This talks about the water that is washed at the end of the meal before you bench. Hainu shaktusha hi bedvarim pshutim begashmim, that the holiness of which the Torah is speaking is about very simple, ordinary things. Wash before you eat, wash after you eat. It's not talking about lofty things, about being separated from all matters of worldliness and even higher. It's talking about when you eat, eat in a holiness. And this too is explained that you should do this, eat in holiness because Hashem is holy. So there are two very, very different explanations which are in a certain sense very far from each other. Ubira inyasot, explain how these two things can work together, as we know that two things, two explanations in one subject are related to each other. Parshas Achrei v'Kedoshim yesh b'neim b'teichnim shaychas miyuchedes. The two parshas of Achrei and Kedoshim have a connection to each other. Kenira gam mizeh shebarei v'shonim heim b'chuboros. In fact, we see this from the fact that in most years we read Achrei and Kedoshim together as one. U'muvan sheshaychasu yesh ba kamei b'cholin shebateirei ra miyuchedes v'kol echad v'echad b'avidasei. So this connection between Achrei and Kedoshim obviously has a lesson for each and every one of us, and how we serve Hashem, b'frat al pi pizgami ha'idur shal kod gudus admor hazaken, especially according to what the Alter Rebbe said, the famous phrase of the Alter Rebbe, shekol echad min Yisrael daf leb midatzayt, that every Yid has to live with the time. And what he meant by that is hayne b'parshas ha'shavua, that you have to live with the parshas ha'shavua. So therefore, every Yid has this instruction that we have to live with the parshas ha'shavua. So since the two of them are connected, so their connection has some sort of a lesson for us in our daily life. And the connection, what these two parshas share, is something that is obviously understood. It can be easily understood. And since it's so obvious to be able to see the connection between the two, therefore it means, since everybody can see it, obviously it pertains to everyone. What's the connection? Parshas Achrei Haschalosa beinyan shehu tachlos haktusha b'makom u'bezman u'b'bnei adam. The beginning of Parshas Achrei, which talks about the Aveda of Yom Kippur, addresses something which talks about the highest levels of holiness in space, in time, and in man. There's three. There's Makom Zman and in Ish and Nefesh. Kibisigna Yedua, the common refrain for this is that there is three elements: Olam, space, Shana, time, and Nefesh, man. So therefore, these all three are the epitome of holiness, and all of these three areas are talked about at the beginning of Parshas Achrei. Aveda b'kodesh hakadoshim. It talks about the aveda that was done in the Holy of Holies, the holiest place on earth, the holiest place in space. B'yom hakodesh, on the holiest day of the year, in other words, the holiest time, Yom Kippur, al yidei kohen gadol. And the Aveda was done through the Kohen Gadol, which was the holiest person on earth. And this kind of Kedusha is also the central theme of the Parsha Kedoshim. The very beginning of it is, Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadoshane, you shall be holy because I am holy. Vagam Karav L'Siyuma, also at the end of the Parsha, close to the end of the Parsha, it says, it repeats that idea, V'yisim Kedoshim, Li Kedoshim Ki Kadoshane Abaya, you shall be holy unto me because I am holy. V'nichvul B'teicha Parsha, and it's also repeated within the Parsha, V'yiskadishtem V'yisim Kedoshim, as we quoted from the Gemara before, Ki Ani Abaya L'keichem. That pasuk is also in this week's parsha. So three times it repeats this idea within this parsha. Then even more so, vacha kola parsha. In fact, the entire parsha, in kolin yoneh, with including every subject that is covered in this parsha, vaksuvim shaba nikras kedoshim. Every part of this parsha is called kedoshim. So the very whole parsha is called kedoshim. So obviously, the theme of kedusha is very much the theme of this parsha. Behinam ikivin de ktusha zu shaleh huzru kol echad achman de Yisrael hibe madrega gavaya kazu. And since this ktusha about which every yid was commanded is on such a high level, both in Achrei and in Kedoshim, she'esh la'erech v'yachas la'ktusha de kadosh oni. And in this week's parsha, as it says, you shall be holy because I am holy, meaning the Eibishter Kanal. Misereres Hashayla, this brings to mind the question, Eich Efsher, La'odam La'giyo V'lala Sektushin L'mayla, Shiloi Be'erech Ha'inyonim L'mata. How is a person able to reach such levels of Kedusha as they are L'mayla, Ki Kadosh Ani, and they're so removed from matters down here? M'farash HaKosov, and the Pasuk says, Kedoshim Ad Kedei Kedusha L'kiyis Tiyu, Gam Loshem V'Havtocha. The Pasuk says, Kedoshim Tiyu, you will be, not just that you should be. It can be seen in both ways. It's a command, you should be Kedoshim, and it's also an assurance, you will be Kedoshim. Ki Kadosh Ani, and the reason that you should be Kadosh and you will be Kadosh is because I am holy. Mikivin Shu Yis Baruch Kadosh, since Hashem is Kadosh, Lachem Gam Kol Lechad Vechem Nei Yisrael, and therefore every single Yid, Shu Chelek Alekam Imao, since every Yid is a part of Hashem from above, Yochel V'Gam Tzorich Tiyu Loshen Tzivui, is able to, as it says, Kadoshim Tiyu, you will be, and also must be, as the Kadoshim Tiyu is also a command. Therefore, because we are a chelik alika, therefore we have the ability and therefore we are commanded to raise ourselves to the absolute highest levels of kedusha. Omnom kedusha nai lezu the parsha kedushim the resh sachana v'agdama. But this type of elevated level of kedushim needs a preparation. It doesn't just happen. Behinir mezes v'nil medes b'parshas achrei, and this is alluded to and can be taught from the Parshas Achrei, which is Havayda Yom Kippurim V'Yom HaKadosh, the service of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur on the holy day, U'B'Makom Shu Kedosh HaKadoshim, in the place which is the Holy of Holies, Shal Yodah Ba'a Kaparasam Etihar, the Tarasam Shul B'nei Yisrael, through which comes the atonement and the sanctification of the Yidden ad asher lefnei havayat itaru, and the sanctification comes, is such a great degree of sanctification that it's lefnei havaya, which the ordinary meaning is before Hashem you shall become clean. But lifnei can also be seen as it is higher, it transcends havaya, that we reach through this tara to a level which is lifnei, even before, even above, transcends the shem havaya. And when we understand what is happening in Parshas Achrei, that through the Avodah and Yom Kippur and so on, we are able to reach a level of Lefnei Avaya. This is what gives us the ability to reach through the Avodah of Kedoshim Tiyu, Shialav Yagil, Lesachad Atachos HaKedusha, the Kedoshani, to be able to reach this kind of outstanding Kedusha of Kikedoshani. Gimel, V'hine Medube Kfar Sheshem HaParsha Meramez Al Teichen Inyana. As we mentioned earlier, the name of the parsha also expresses the meaning of the parsha, what is contained in the parsha. Al pize gam ha'chonav anasinus keich lalus b'kodesh, also the preparation for this, which we take from Parshas Achrei, this the ability to grow to such levels of kedusha, which comes through the preparation of Parshas Achrei. Shaleh ba kosel amdeinu p'chilus Parshas Achrei. Harei hi merumezes b'shmo Achrei Mois. The hachana which we learn from Parshas Achrei can also be understood, is expressed in the name of the parsha, which is Achrei Mois. Ubir adover. So to explain that, Achrei Mois pshutik mashmoi. The words Achrei Mois, after the death, is the simple meaning. It relates to everything that is speaking in the parsha. These are the mitzvahs and the commands that came after the death of Nadav Aviyu, and how did they die? Because they came close, lifnei Aviyu, and we know that what the meaning of this, how did they die? Because lifnei Aviyu, that they came close to Hashem, that they became so close, such a great closeness to Avaya, they reached such a level of love and yearning to Hashem, that their body was unable to contain such great love and yearning to Hashem, which their neshama experience of bo'ol kalaisa nevesh mamish, and therefore they reached the level of kalaisa nevesh, which means their soul left the body, and that's why they died from this great holiness. And with all of this great levels of ava that the sons of Aaron reached, the Torah comes with the command that after the death, after this great level, that there is something to be said after this, the reaching this kind of level of being so close that it leads to Kalesa Nefesh is not the ultimate of the Aveda. There is something that needs to come after that, that one has to go to an even higher level than that. Even after one reaches this absolute great level of Ava, of Kalesa Nefesh, there is still an Achrei. There is more to come. You have to grow even higher. In other words, that there is never any limitation to the level that you have to go. You have to keep growing wherever you are. And even when a person reaches such a high level, he is able to and therefore must grow even more. And this is the rule, and this is the introduction, and this is the preparation to the Aveda, to the holy Aveda, which comes as an allusion in the name Achrei, she'ein le'stapek ba'avedosei ba'aliyosei b'kedusha ad ata, that one can never consider it to be enough. All the Aveda that they've accomplished, and all the levels that they've grown, and all the holiness that they've attained until now, there must still come the next step. After that, what happens now? That one has to go to an even higher level than the previous levels that they've reached. But how, Taka, is one able to reach such high levels that the highest level you reach, you still have to go beyond that? That is realized, that we see in Parsha Kedoshim. Hatam Ashekdoshim to you, the reason why the Torah tells us, the Eibusha tells us that we have to be holy, Ad L'Kedusha Abilti Megbelos, until this absolutely unlimited level of Kedusha, as we said before, Huki Kodesh Ani, is because the Eibishter is holy. K'dushasi l'maylem k'dushaschem, my holiness above is from your holiness. Shekol aliyah shalachem b'kdusha adayin k'dushasi l'maylem. The simple meaning of this word, of these words, are that whatever levels you reach, my holiness is still beyond that, is still higher than that. L'maylem k'kol agbola, because the Eibishter's holiness is beyond any type of limitation. Mamish is literally unlimited. Lachain gam kedushaschem. Therefore, even your holiness, shasi basav atayimahi kedushasi, that where does your holiness stem from? It stems from my holiness. Therefore, just as the Eibishter's holiness is unlimited, truly infinite, aleichem lisalis bo yosef yosef, therefore you also have within you that whatever you reach, there is still more that you can reach. And this is the lesson and the teaching to each and every man and woman, Jewish man and woman. Ein listapek bozeh shepol benafshei v'yigia ledarge nailus b'abedosu abedos Hashem. A person can never consider themselves satisfied in what they've accomplished until now, even though they've reached very elevated levels of serving Hashem. Kim l'shtadl tamid la'alus b'darga es ha'kdusha. You have to continuously strive to rise to a new level of kdusha. V'gam im oimer b'nafshei. And even if a person says to himself, shekvar higia la'adarga dekarvosim l'fnei Hashem, that even if he reaches a level where he is so close to Hashem, as the Bnei, the sons of Aaron, if it's not imaginary, he truly has reached that kind of a level. Olav Ladas, even so, he has to know, Sha'ata Mascheles Parshas Achrei, that even after you reach this kind of high, exalted level of holiness, still starts Parshas Achrei, there's more that comes after that. L'achrei Avedosu Madregosei Akademes, after the Aveda and the levels that you've reached previously, Tzarachlias Aveda B'yesa Seiza B'yesa Reiz, there has to be new Aveda which is even greater and stronger. He Aveda Dikteshon Tiyu, and this is the Aveda of Dikteshon Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani, which the holiness has to be infinite, just like the Eibishter's holiness is infinite. Lailus Maila Maila Baharere Kodesh, that one can go higher and higher on the holy mountain. V'yaseirim Mizuin, even more than this. The growth has to be not just like going from one level to the next, but aliyah mesuderes, which means an orderly growth, which means, of course, to some degree it is limited because it's only based on your previous step. The new step must be in commensurate with the previous step. That even though it's true that you're growing to a new level higher than the previous one, since all the levels are within reach of each other, and that's what the meaning of aliyah darga achadarga, that the new level is within reach of the old level. What that means is that even though you've grown to a new level, you still haven't left your connection to the previous level, because the whole reason that you were able to reach the new level is only based on the previous level. So therefore it's ultimately always limited. This can be compared to the steps on the ladder, or to the to the rings on a chain, she'ein ze, the links on a chain, she'ein ze ela sulam echad v'shalshelus echad, because ultimately the whole ladder from the lowest step to the highest step is all part of one ladder, or it's one chain from one end to the other. Shatabas al yenik shura bazu shetachta, the highest link is connected to the one that's beneath it. Therefore, ultimately, it's still attached to the very lowest link. In a similar way, the steps of the ladder, the highest step is still connected to the lowest step. So therefore, Atziva Vayiro, Dictation to you, Shalias, Victusha, Tzarachlias, Ba'ifim, Bilti Mugbelas, the Kamas Aliyas of Eichas Aliyah. So Dictation comes along and says that the type of Aliyah has to be not in a step-by-step, but it has to be an infinite, both in the amount of growth and also in the type of growth. That one has to grow in a way that is called achrei legamrei legabe madregei shelefaneha, that it is after, meaning it's so completely removed from the previous level, that the new growth after the new level, after the new this new growth, is completely removed from the previous level, and has no connection to your previous level. Achrei means something that is completely removed. It's something else, not based on the previous level. Al pianal teichen tuvan hashaychus the aparshis achrei v'kedoshim. So based on this, we understand the connection between achrei and kedoshim. La inyan the yitzias mitzrayim ashal al pi roiv nikras heim b'ashabosu shaben pesach l'shvuos. For the most part, the parsha achrei and kedoshim are read during after yitzias mitzrayim, meaning after Pesach. And before Shavuos, it's somewhere in the middle. Hayne b'zman shanim shor b'koshel yitzias mitzrayim. In other words, the parshas Achrei Kedoshim are read during the time, the period of Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the Yidna going to Matan Torah. So what's the connection? Now we can understand the connection between Achrei and Kedoshim to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim in Yonah Yetziya V'Aliyah. Yetzias Mitzrayim means leaving and growth. As the Pasuk says, HaMalcham Eretz Mitzrayim, He elevated you out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Mitzav lematzav achas ein kol erech b'neim, meaning to leave from one situation to a new situation which has no connection to the old situation. Heim begashmias, and this is true both in the literal sense, begashmias me'avdus l'cheres, as the Yidden went from slavery to freedom. There's no connection between slavery and freedom. Heim beruchnias, and also in the spiritual side of it, me'afelu l'regadol, they went from utter darkness to the greatest light. A completely removed type of growth. And as we know that in every generation, every day, in fact, a person has to see himself as if he went out today from Mitzrayim. Meaning to say, the avodah of today is to leave from the Mitzrayim of yesterday. Because the Avodah of today, the Avodah of yesterday is considered to be Mitzrayim in comparison to your ability to be able to reach a new level today. So every day you have to go out of Mitzrayim, because yesterday's Avodah is now considered Mitzrayim. Now we can understand the two extremes of the explanations of the Kedoshim Tiyu that we began at the beginning of this talk. Aleph, Kodesh Umuvdu B'Tachlis, on the one hand, Kedoshim was explained as being completely removed, Yitzia V'Yisalus Bilti Mugbelas, a complete removal from Inyani Ha'olam, and so on, Vadlik Tushosei Shalomayla, until reaching the holiness of Hashem above. On the other hand, Beis Dugmas Ha'Pu'ulis Mayim Rishenim V'Mayim Achreinim, that this the Gemara says that it's washing before a meal, washing after a meal. Shem ipnei atuma vazuama, the sakanas hamelach steim, is the reason that we wash before is because of the tuma on the hands, and the reason we wash after the meal is because of the danger of the melach steim that might be on the fingertips. Behainu lahadgish lohirish avoda the k'toshim tiyu. So in other words, that it's talking about the very lowest things, that the holiness is talking about addressing the very lowest things, tuma, dangers, and so on. That's to emphasize that the highest levels of Akdeshan Tiyu, when we talk about removing oneself completely from Inyani Ha'ilim, Kanal Shayach Es L'chol B'nei Yisrael Min HaKatza L'Katza, this really belongs to each and every Jew, from one extreme of the people to the other extreme of the people. Eilim Shem Kadeshim V'Shatim, those people that are the holiness, they're holy and removed from everything, V'chol Shayach Es L'Inyani Ha'ilim Hazeh, from any connection to Ha'ilim Hazeh, V'ad Le'ilu Shadayim Asukim, Bahem Mamesh Ba'ifim Pashat, until those people that are still dealing with very simple, lowly things. And each one has to practice Kedoshim. It's talking to the person that has to deal with Tumah and danger, and it's talking about to the person that is talking about the very highest, elevated things. And according to what the Alter Rebbe teaches, that one has to live with the times, meaning with the Parsha, Bisman shekayrim b'loim the parshas achrei kedoshim. Therefore, in the time that we read achrei meisen kedoshim, yesh v'hem ayro b'chayim l'chol adam Yisrael, it has a lesson for every yid, lebali madrega gavaya, to the people of elevated status, shelo yoimru dai le'tzalus b'avedosam, that they shouldn't say that we've already grown to such extreme levels and therefore it might be enough. The Torah says no, and also a lesson to those people that are very far from reaching elevated heights. She'im yiplu beruchom, she'al yiplu beruchom, that they shouldn't fall, they shouldn't feel depressed, they shouldn't feel down. She'lo yuchlu la'alos b'kodesh, that they are unable to reach any levels of holiness kol kach. The yishru b'madrigosam atachtein, and therefore, since we can't reach any high elevated levels anyway, we may as well stay where we are. So the Torah says, no, even the people that deal with the most fundamental, basic, removing themselves from inyanei tumah and so on, they can also grow from level to level. Even they can reach infinite levels. Until we reach that interpretation of the pasuk that k'dushasi l'mayla, that my holy, as is explained by Chassidus Rebbes, that Kedushasi l'mayla, my holiness above, says Hashem, himikdushaschem, comes as a result of your being holy down here. How does Hashem reach holiness? Through the Yidden reaching their holiness. Kepirush ha'yidua, as is well known. Valderach ha'pirush, and similarly also from this pirush, dama l'mayla mimoch, know that what is from the simple meaning of the Mishnah is, know what is above you, but the interpretation is, know that what is above you comes mimach, comes from you. In a similar way, as we said before, Peter's da kol ma shelamayla kol hu mimcha. You should know that everything that is above, everything that Hashem has, all those elevated status levels of the higher realms, everything comes from your avodah down here.